I'll read it again because it's very profound. If you say Sakti is making you act, then there must be two, you and Sakti. But if you say Sakti acts as you, you speak wisely of the one alone. So Sakti acts as us. Sakti isn't making us act. That's where you get back to the non-dualism. There's no us and Sakti. Okay. Then she says, do whatever you are impelled to do, for isn't it he that impels you? You are not responsible for what you consider to be, quote, your, unquote, actions. He alone is responsible who bestowed such a disposition upon you and impels you to act. Even if someone does what you call evil, I feel that the fault is not his, but rather his maker's. Pretty abstract stuff. See, because Christians have a problem, or dualists have a problem. Well, there's the good stuff, and there's the evil stuff, or the bad stuff. For her, there's only one reality. So it has to include what people call the good stuff and the bad stuff, and it's all got the same source. That's what it means by non-dual. It's a very difficult philosophy to grasp, intellectually virtually impossible to grasp, but it can be experienced, she says. And then she says, she talks about good fate. And again, she talks about that, T-H-A-T, all caps. And, she says, that alone is the cause for everything. Good fate is realizing that that is the basis for all fates. In my view, there is good fates for the sinner as well as for the saint. We will all attain good fate when, in the course of time, one person sooner, another later. That is the only difference. One person sooner, one person later, it's the only difference. We're all going to attain it. Plato said the same thing. He said the only true difference between two human beings is how many times it takes them to have the same experience before they learn its lesson. He said the best learners have the experience once, learn the lesson, never have to have it again. Bad learners have experience 10,000 times, have the same result 10,000 times, wonder why it keeps happening that way. So the only difference is some sooner, some later. Yeah. Just a couple more so I can keep us sufficiently aboard. If you're on the path, if you have an idea in your mind that you're on the path, whatever the path along which you are proceeding, if you think, he is making me proceed this way, it is a path of virtue. So whatever path you're proceeding along, if you think, he is making me proceed this way, it's a path of virtue. That way the paths don't have to argue with each other. And for us worriers, none of us are probably worriers, but you all know worriers, people who worry, worry, worry. More Valium, please. You know. One-liner. Worry is a result of thinking that you are the doer. Worry is a result of thinking that you are the doer. Once you get over that, there's nothing to worry about. She says, all true counsels found in Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, etc., appear the same to one who practices. They appear separate only to one who pounds tables. Do not all religions have the saying, love all? So she agrees with the Dalai Lama on this point. They all teach love, so there's no need to fight among religions. Just stop. But the table pounders don't get it, you know. And here's a rather poignant one, one-liner. What does it matter which religion one embraces, so long as one can bow down before God with all his heart? And this is her existential statement. I don't believe what people say. I believe what they do. Last week we had a talk on renunciation of the fruits of action, so here's her take. Everything, experiencing whatever comes without getting tarnished by it, that alone is renunciation. Renunciation is not being afraid of anything. To forget me and mine is renunciation. It's pretty amazing, the idea of experiencing whatever comes without being tarnished by it. Okay. Meditate, I mean, you don't have to meditate, but if you want to meditate, she says, meditate for the sake of meditation. If you hanker for results of meditation, this very thought of results hampers your meditation. Yeah. Which gets to be kind of gnarly if you're a meditator. You know. And then those of you want just one line to live the rest of your life by, you know, it might take a little practice, but one line. Feel happy over what takes place. Don't worry over what doesn't. Can't get much simpler than that. Feel happy over what takes place. Don't worry over what doesn't. Or as Woody Allen said, most of my problems never occurred. And then if you want to know what deliverance is, well, what is this thing? How do you know when you're enlightened? Here's one version. I mean, these are all like things, seed thoughts that one could mull over and actually use. If you are fully satisfied at all times with what all you see and what all you do, this is deliverance. If you're fully satisfied at all times with all you see and all you do, that is deliverance. And those of you looking for teachers, capital T, and here the word teachers capitalized. She says, there's no teacher greater than circumstances. So if you're looking for a teacher, it's all around. Then somebody asked her, tell us the way to redemption, Mother. Answer, if you go through all difficulties happily, taking them as no difficulties, that is the way to redemption. If you believe that the giver of all, He Himself, is causing difficulties and experience everything with contentment, that is the way to redemption. Otherwise known as equal-mindedness. Buddha taught all these same things in different words. Then somebody asked her, well, what spiritual practice did you perform to get to where you are? And she says, none. None, my child. I did not even light a lamp before the family shrine for my own benefit. I simply enjoyed every experience, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, from birth. And here's one, I'll end on this, I guess. Let's say somebody criticizes you for something. She says, bowing your head down, whatever the criticism leveled against you by another, is itself spiritual discipline. There is no discipline greater than this. That's amazing to me. Laughter alone should permeate life. While playing, if you have a fall, will you not laugh? Yeah. And this one more. Who am I? You've all heard of that You know, who am I anyway? Who am I? The reply is the thread of the garland. When the bead is pulled aside, the eye thread is discovered. Yeah.